Welcome. Today we're discussing Caitlin Tiffany's insightful Atlantic article about the rise of alternative devices. Buckle up. It's a wild ride.
I'm all ears. This whole alternative phone trend has exploded, right? What's driving it?
Exactly. Tiffany starts with this relatable struggle. We love our phones, but they can be soul-crushing. Especially for parents worried about their kids.
It's that constant push and pull, isn't it? Connection versus toxicity. Tiffany went to an alternative device fair, right? What's the deal with that?
Imagine a gadget bazaar, but for restricted phones. Held in Westport, Connecticut. It showcased everything from Barbie flip phones to the Lite Phone 3, a sleek, updated, dumb phone.
So not just flip phones, actual smartphones, but with limitations?
Precisely. Think custom app stores, advanced parental controls, a far cry from what we had a few years ago. Parents were seriously comparing specs, even sharing notes. One mom was worried about kids hacking the controls, which, let's be honest, is a valid concern.
Kids are tech savvy, so what are these companies offering? What makes them alternative?
It's a whole new level of control. Pinwheel, for example, has trigger word alerts for texts and can block apps like Spotify, apparently for unlimited porn and playlist descriptions. I was floored.
Wait, what? Unlimited porn on Spotify? That's unexpected. I mean, I knew playlist titles could get creative, but that's a new level.
Right? And Michaels, the craft store app, got blocked too, for potential loopholes to other platforms. Tiffany also mentions AI-powered censorship, blurring nudity, blocking swears. It's intense.
AI censorship? Sounds like a double-edged sword. Helpful, but potentially overbearing. I'd be worried about false positives. What did the parents think?
Mixed reactions. Some found it excessive, others loved the AI assistance, especially the idea of lessening the burden of constant monitoring.
That makes sense. It's exhausting playing digital police 24/7.
Totally. Gab, another company, shuts down video calls if nudity is detected, though their AI gets triggered by bathing suits. They also filter music. Taylor Swift is on here, one rep said, but not all of Taylor Swift.
Ha, that's pretty funny. I wonder which Taylor Swift songs got the axe. Then there's Troomy with their customizable content filters. This is a whole new arms race, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. These companies are going head to head. Troomy slams Pinwheel's chatbot. Pinwheel boasts about its superior AI. It's a marketing battleground. And Bark, they're offering alerts for everything from depression to cyberbullying.
Wow, 26 potential problems? It's almost like they're trying to find problems where there aren't any.
Tiffany raised that point too about false positives. But Bark argues it's better to be safe than sorry, even if it means calling law enforcement. After human review, of course.
So at the end of the day, what's the takeaway? Is this the future of phones for kids?
It's hard to say. It reflects a deep desire for a phone without problems, which might be impossible. But the fact that these companies exist shows how desperate parents are for solutions. This conversation is just beginning. Thanks for joining us today.
Goodbye.